Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, since we're teaching this month's fun fact article, I thought I'd introduce some fun facts about English words.
Great, I love fun facts.
Mm-hmm, me too. So here's one, and I chose this one actually because this word has my name in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, never tell your significant other, like your boyfriend or your girlfriend, mm-hmm. that they look erinaceous. That's spelled E-R-I-N-A-C-E-O-U-S.
Erinaceous.
Mm-hmm. And that's because it means they look like a hedgehog.
Oh my god, mm-hmm. and erin is really in the word.
That's right.
But I like hedgehogs.
They're so cute.
Small hedgehogs are so cute.
That's right.
What's the next fun fact you
have? Okay, well, we're going way back in time here with this one. The word eyeball mm-hmm. was invented by Shakespeare, along with skim milk and luggage.
So eyeball, 眼球, skim milk, 脱脂牛奶还有 luggage, 行李都是出自莎士比亚 Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. Here's、cool. just one more before we get started.
So okay.
Let's talk about a pangram. That's P-A-N-G-R-A-M.This is a sentence that contains all 26 letters of the English alphabet. For example, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
A, B, C, D. Mm-hmm. Wow, there are really the 26 letters mm-hmm. in the sentence. Can you tell us more fun facts?
Well, we've got one more for today, which we're going to learn all about in today's article.
All right.
Reading. Fun facts. Okay is one of the most common and useful words in English. But do you know where it came from? If not, that's okay. Even though it is a common word,People had a hard time discovering where OK came from. Some thought it came from a Native American language, or from African slaves. However, in the 1960s, a man named Walker Allen Reed showed that it came from the U.S. People began saying it in Boston, Massachusetts, in the late 1830s. At that time,It was fashionable to spell words wrong and use new acronyms. For instance, some people wrote O-W for all right, meaning all right. That didn't stick, but OK for all correct did. However, it only became really popular in the 1840 U.S. presidential election.One candidate, Martin Van Buren, was from a town called Kinderhook. His supporters called him Old Kinderhook, or OK. They encouraged people to vote for OK. Suddenly, people all across the U.S. began saying it. Today, people all around the world think saying OK is OK.
All right, today's article starts out by saying, OK is one of the most common and useful words in English. Now, of course, it's true that this is a common word. It's used a lot and by everyone who speaks English. You probably hear or see this word every day, even here in Taiwan.
Yes, mm-hmm. almost everybody does this mm-hmm. OK in Taiwan and mm-hmm. say OK in Taiwan.
That's right, but...The article asks, but do you know where it came from? Now, do you know where?
I don't know. It's a good question. I have no idea.
In fact, I didn't have any idea until a few days ago either. So, we are both learning something new.
Yes.
And here in the article, to answer your question, it says, if not, that's okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But I want to know where it came from.
That's, well, me too. Mm-hmm. So let's continue reading. It says here, even though it is a common word, people had a hard time discovering where OK came from.
我们今天的英文练功房呢，要带同学们看到的是怎么样表示做某事有困难或者是不容易做某事的用法。我们可以把主词放在前面，然后后面加上 have, has 或者他们的过去式 had, 再加上 problems, trouble 或是 a hard time。不过注意哦，最后你要加上动词的时候，必须把它变成动名词。For example, I have trouble falling asleep. 我入睡有困难。你会发现，哎 ，have trouble 后面 fall 这个动词加了 ing， 变成 falling。或者是呢 ，my students have problems remembering English vocabulary. 我的学生记单字有困难。那这边的 have problems 后面的动词 remember 就加上了 ing， 变成 remembering。And here the article says, people had a hard time discovering where OK came from. 要人们找出 OK 到底是从哪里来的，是有困难的一件事情。
All right, well, let's look at some ideas of where they thought it might have come from. It says here, some thought it came from a Native American language or from African slaves.Now, a couple of things to talk about in here.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. The first one is the adjective native. Now, we use the adjective native to describe people or things that were living or located on a certain land before European explorers went there. Now, we can also use it to describe something that grows or belongs to a certain country, like plants that only grow in one country or place.Now, a Native American person is a person whose ancestors lived in the Americas before Europeans arrived. Here's an example sentence. We're studying the native traditions of southern Taiwan in our history class.
Native 这个形容词呢，就是本土的、土生土长的。那它的搭配词有，比如说 native language 就叫做母语。For example, my native language is Mandarin Chinese.、
Mm-hmm.
中文是我的母语。我也可以说 Mandarin Chinese is my mother tongue.、
Mm-hmm.
所以 mother tongue 也是母语的意思。And Aaron, what's your native language?
Well, my native language is English, of course, which means I am a native speaker of English.
没错，代表你就是英文的母语人士。Aaron is a native speaker、mm-hmm. of English.、
Mm-hmm.
那课文我们说到的是 Native American, 就是美国的原住民。那 Native American language 就是原住民的语言。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...Okay, came from African slaves.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That's, right, that's one of the other ones. So it maybe came from this Native American language.
Language.
Maybe、mm-hmm. came from African slaves. Let's talk about this word slave. This is a noun. And a slave is a person who is owned by another person and does not have any freedom. Now, of course, we often hear about African slaves in history books and in movies and books a lot because this slave trade really changed our world a lot. However, what you might not know is that there are actually still slaves in the world today. It's not just something from history. Here's an example. Some U.S. presidents, like Thomas Jefferson, owned slaves and even made them work in the White House.
Wow, slave 这个字呢就是奴隶。那以前有一个奴隶制度叫做 slavery, and slavery was one of the causes of American Civil War.、
Mm-hmm.
奴隶制度也是造成美国南北战争的原因之一。
That's right. All right, so let's move on and find out if these are the where it came from or、
okay.
if it's something different. It says, however, in the 1960s, a man named Walker Allen Reed showed that it came from the U.S.
Oh, Walker Allen Reed was an American entomologist. 他是一位美国的自然学家 And he said, okay, came from the U.S.
Okay, so I'm okay to believe him. Let's see what he's saying here.
Okay.
It says, people began saying it in Boston, Massachusetts in the late 1830s.
麻州波士顿的人民呢开始在1830年代晚期的时候使用 OK.
Mm-hmm. All right. So why was it so popular then? It says...At that time, it was fashionable to spell words wrong and use new acronyms. All right, so fashionable, what does this word mean? It's an adjective, and something that's fashionable is popular or in style. Now, this adjective is often used to talk about things that are only in style for a short time. For example, we might say, this style of pants was only fashionable for about a year. Now, I don't wear them anymore.
Fashionable 这个形容词呢是流行的。那如果你把字尾的 A-B-L-E 拿掉，你会看到一个字 fashion， 它是名词哦。不过呢，我们常常会用中文去说，哎，你好 fashion 哦，你好 fashion 哦，其实那是不对的，因为形容人是流行的，应该说 you are so fashionable。
嗯哼。
So it was fashionable to spell words wrong， 故意拼错字，在当时是一件流行的事情。And also using new acronyms
That's right.
fashionable too.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this noun, acronym. It is spelled funny, I know that.
Acronym. Mm-hmm. Acronym 这个字呢是首字母的组合词，那也被称作头字语，像是 as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. ASAP.
ASAP. Mm-hmm. 它就是用 ASAP 组成的一个字。还有就像是 UFO,Unidentified Flying Object、
mm-hmm.
这个就是幽浮飞碟对不对那还有啊 VIP 是怎么来的呢 Very Important Person
I have another one
Cool
Automated Teller Machine
ATM、
mm-hmm.
提款机
Okay Alright so now that we know what an acronym is Let's find out which acronym was possible was popular It says here For instance Some people wroteOW for all right, meaning all right. All right, now in that sentence, we saw the phrase for instance. Now we use this phrase to introduce an example of the information we just gave. Now in the article, we were talking about acronyms, then we gave the example OW for all right. Now we introduced this example with the words for instance.
For instance, 就是 for example, 例如的意思。那文章提到的例子是什么呢？就是 OW for all right, meaning all right.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now, here we learn that this acronym, mm-hmm. OW, that one didn't really stay around. It says in the article, that didn't stick, but OK for oral correct,did.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we mean by stick here is that if someone thinks up a name or a new word, that people are just continuing to use it for a long time and it becomes a part of the regular language. For example, we could also say, Peggy didn't like the nickname Bug, but for some reason, it stuck.
Poor Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
Stick 这个动词呢，它是建立、确立的意思啊，哈，在文章里面是这样用的。So,Which acronym stuck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay for oral correct.
That's right.
Did.
Mm-hmm.
But what do the two words mean?
I think they kind of mean all correct or something like that. But there is something else that's going to happen to make this acronym stick. It says here, however, it only became really popular in the 1840 U.S. presidential election.All right, now an election, this noun, is what happens when people vote for something, like a new president or a mayor, or even new laws that they want a country to have. For instance, there was a big election in Taiwan last November. Lots of cities got new mayors then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Here's another example. Carter left work early so that he could vote in the election.
Election 这个名词呢就是选举那文章中说到的 presidential election 那就是总统选举、mm-hmm. 那选举的时候我们要做什么动作呢我们要 vote 投票那投票的目的呢是为了要 elect 选出适当的人选 For example, Trump was elected、mm-hmm. as the 45th president of the United States、
mm-hmm. Okay, so
back to the article、mm-hmm.OK got popular in the 1840 U.S. presidential election.
That's right. Now, there is a reason for this. It says here, one candidate, Martin Van Buren, was from a town called Kinderhook.
K- Kinderhook、mm-hmm. 然后呢他是总统选举的 candidate 候选人、
mm-hmm. Now, his supporters had a name for him, and it says here his supporters called him Old Kinderhook, or OK.
Oh,、mm-hmm. so I guess he was old,、mm-hmm. and he was from this town called Kinderhook.
And that's where OK came from.
Cool.
All right, so we said that his supporters called him this. Now, this noun supporter is a person who supports something. Now, that means that this person agrees with a certain idea, plan, person,anything else, and will do things to show that they like this thing and they want to help it succeed or achieve something. Here's an example. Supporters of Ko Wen-je cheered when he won the election in November 2018.
Support 这个动词呢是支持，我们以前都学过。那字尾加上 er 变成 supporter 就是支持者、拥护者。那我们这边说到呢 ，Martin 的 supporters 他的支持者、拥护者 called him okay, which meant old Kinderhook.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Now here's what they did. It says they encouraged people to vote for okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where it came from.
That's right. All right. So what did the supporters do? They encouraged people. Now this verb means that when you encourage someone to do something, you tell someone you think they should do that thing and give them reasons why they should.Now, you'll often do this when you think someone else should do something that will be good for that person. Here's an example. Fiona's parents encouraged her to apply for the study abroad program because they thought it would be a good experience for her.
Encourage, 这个动词是鼓励。To encourage somebody to do something, 那就是鼓励某人做某事哦。那如果你把E-N 两个字母拿掉，你看到 courage， 你鼓励人家就会让人家的勇气变大，所以 courage 它是勇气的意思。So people vote、mm-hmm. for okay. Okay, okay.
That's a very catchy phrase.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, here in the article it says suddenly people all across the U.S.began saying it.
It became fashionable.
That's right. We can say it spread across the country. That information just moved really fast. Not fast like internet fast, but still fast for the time.
Right.
All right. Well, here in the article it says, today, people all around the world think saying okay is...
Okay. Well, now I can go ask、mm-hmm. people if they know where okay came from,、mm-hmm. and I can impress them with this fun fact.
I can also do that, and you guys can do that、
yeah.
too. You guys now know where the word okay came from. And we are almost finished with today's fun fact article, so we are going to finish up today with the For You chat. So stay tuned.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to today's For You Chat question. Our question today, we actually have two questions.
Two questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you like to play with words? And how do you have fun with English and Chinese?
I think I find acrostic poems
okay.
very fun.
Okay, tell me、
They're、
about them.
Interesting.、Mm-hmm. You write out a poem,、mm-hmm. and if you read from the left to right,、mm-hmm. you get one meaning.
Okay.
But when you read from the top to bottom,、mm-hmm. you get another meaning.
Ooh, interesting.
In Chinese, we call it 藏头诗
Oh, okay.
And I think you have that in English too.
We do, yeah.
Yeah.And if you read from the, if you combine the first letters、mm-hmm. of each sentence, you get another word,
That's
right?
That's right.、Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Okay, well, I actually like to play crossword puzzles.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So every day I try to finish the New York Times crossword puzzle.
That is hard、mm-hmm. for me.
Well, it's easy on Monday and Tuesday, and then it gets a little bit harder for me. So I can finish some of them. I can't finish...Thursday, Friday, or Saturday yet, but I can、oh, okay. do Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and sometimes Wednesday, but、mm-hmm. I like to play with those words. I like to look them up if I don't know them.、Mm-hmm. I like to go and learn more about different things, and that's really fun for me. So I don't really have a lot of fun with the Chinese words because I don't know enough of them. But learning Chinese can be fun, so maybe that's a thing too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, how do you guys like to play with words? Words can be fun. It's not just about learning English or going to school. They can be fun too. So go have fun with some words in today's article, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another Fun Facts article.
Bye-bye. See you. Bye.
Fun Facts. Okay is one of the most common and useful words in English. But do you know where it came from? If not, that's okay. Even though it is a common word, people had a hard time discovering where okay came from. Some thought it came from a Native American language or from African slaves. However, in the 1960s, a man named Walker Allen Reed showed that it came from the U.S. People began saying it in Boston, Massachusetts, in the late 1830s. At that time, it was fashionable to spell words wrong and use new acronyms. For instance, some people wrote O-W for all right, meaning, all right. That didn't stick, but okay for all correct did. However, it only became really popular in the 1840 U.S. presidential election. One candidate, Martin Van Buren, was from a town called Kinderhook. His supporters called him Old Kinderhook, or okay. They encouraged people to vote for OK. Suddenly, people all across the U.S. began saying it. Today, people all around the world think saying OK is OK.
Vocabulary Review.
Native. After working abroad for many years, Cindy returned to work in her native Taiwan. Slave. Hundreds of years ago, Americans captured people from Africa to make them work as slaves on farms and in factories. Fashionable. People often read magazines to see which styles are fashionable this season. Election. Millions of people lined up for hours to vote in the election. Supporter. Paul is a supporter of the arts, and he gives money to many museums. Encourage. On the first day of school, the teacher encouraged the students to make friends with each other.